The November 28th, 2022 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Kusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the agenda. Are there any proposed changes to the agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. We have no minutes to approve. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Crowe. At this time, I would like to nominate Connie Mueller for the Green Practices Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to nominate Gretchen Berry to the Senior Commission, replacing Sandra Hewitt's expired term.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearing in. We'll now move to our first segment of citizen participation. For those of you who have just walked in, if you'd like to speak, there are sign-up sheets over by the door, and then you place the information on the sign-up sheet and then put it in the baskets near the city clerk. Having said that, I'd like to thank Ms. Schaefer for subbing for our city clerk tonight. So thank you very much for stepping in and helping us out. Our first request to speak is Patrick Fox. Please come to the microphone, give your name and address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes, please.
Hello, my name is Patrick Fox. I live at 1309 Purdue Avenue, University City. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. I am a former civil service employee and I've been in three pensions, which is a lot for someone my age. But when I viewed what you all had done at, or considered or been recommended at the study session prior to this, I wanted to bring a few things to your attention. First, the recommended changes to the non-uniformed pension would only impact a limited number of employees who are already receiving much more in compensation than their counterparts. So in terms of a retention and recruitment, it would only benefit a limited amount of people. It includes the city manager, all directors of departments, members of advisory boards, city court judge, city clerk, and secretary to the city manager. If you propose cutting their vested period from 10 years to 5, you create a wider gap in between the employees that you actually need to do the services you provide and those that supervise those employees. In addition, I think it would be improper for Mr. Rose to make any recommendation on that, considering he would be impacted by it. And he also receives 6% in addition to pension contributed to his 457 plan as of his last contract. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next request to speak is Mr. Tom Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. The last council meeting 2 weeks ago, I mentioned several things that needed some attention. They still do. Lights are still out in the walkway of the number 4 parking lot. One walkway has one light out, one has 5 lights out, which is all of them. There's still an overhead light out on the Eckerd Walkway, just north of Delmar. There's still a street light out on North Drive. Another is out on Chamberlain, just east of Kingsland. A few are out on Olive, and at Olive and Hanley, about 8 of the pedestrian lights are out. They have probably been out for more than a year. I also mentioned 3 specific places where utility wires were hanging down, 2 in the alley of the 700 block of Kingsland and 1 on Vernon. There's another one on Kingsland, just north of Vernon on the east side of the street. It goes down to the sidewalk. That's a total of 4 utility wires hanging down and nothing is being done. Also at the city park at Kingsland and Chamberlain, there are several fence rails that need to be put back in or replaced. There are a considerable amount of leaves on the Kingsland side, sidewalk of the old Delmar Harbor School. There are a lot of pedestrians that use that stretch of sidewalk. The city has inspectors looking out for weeds that are too tall or trees that need trimming, but apparently they don't see these things. Eckerd Park was recently renovated and there seems to be a huge omission. What happened to the playground? That was the most popular part of the park. If there was to be no playground, the park was better off the way it was because it had a playground. Heman and Leland both have grassy mediums with lots of trees, and both have branches that need to be picked up. The County Council recently approved two street projects in University City for next year, one to resurface Kingsland and one to resurface Vernon. It would be nice if the city could also make plans for improvements on Kingsland. It should be a showcase street, but instead it's a mess. In the recent edition of Roars, Mayor Crow is engaged in quite a lot of excuse making about all the flooding. What he didn't mention was the severe criticism the city received for his response. People were waiting more than a month to get all their destroyed furniture and belongings picked up. Now there is complaining about getting various permits. Flooding is a regional issue, says the mayor, so don't blame the city. Of course, flooding issues have been pretty much ignored by the city in recent years due to the Costco obsession. Just recently at a stormwater committee meeting, a committee member, Bob Christ, noted the city has ignored the committee's recommendations for 2 years. He questioned the city's commitment and wondered if committee members were all wasting their time. Thank you for listening to my comments.
Thank you very much. That concludes our public citizen participation section. We'll now move into the public hearings. We have two on the agenda tonight. I would like to open the public hearing to add real property to the markets at Olive Community Improvement District. We did not have any written comments previously, and I do not believe, Linda, that we have anything here this evening. So the hearing was opened at 6:38 and will be closed at 6:38. The next public hearing is on the Zoning MAC Amendment to rezone 1.5 acres of land known as Lot B of the Market at Olive Department Development, Plat 4. We had no written comments previously submitted to us, and I believe we have no one that has requested to speak this evening. So that public hearing will be open at 6:38 and closed at 6:38. And I know that we'll be moving into the consent agenda. I do want to take just a moment, though, and welcome Senator Brian Williams, one of our University City residents here. We're always pleased to have you joining us. So thank you very much for all you do for our community. Mr. Ussey, we have the consent agenda now in front of us, items J1, 2, and 3. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All of those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, this item, item K1, ask that you consider the City of University City 2023 legislative platform. The document is intended to provide staff and our governmental affairs consultant with guidance during the 2023 federal and state legislative sessions. Guidance is provided in the areas that include revenues, governance, infrastructure, social services, crime prevention, and environment. I'd like to introduce our government affairs consultant. It is the former congressional representative Lacey Clay, and I would ask Mr. Congressman Clay to come to the mic and say a few words.
Congressman, we're glad to have you this evening. If you'll hit that button on the bottom center, we can hear you then.
Thank you so much for inviting me this evening, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to represent the city. There's always a way to give back, and this is my way of giving back. I've always been passionate about the city of University City and what we can do to work together. And now my life has taken me to a law firm called Pillsbury Shaw Pittman. I've been there about a year and a half. I'm a federally registered lobbyist with the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm able to work with the Biden administration and the congressional delegation, and I intend to push the federal agenda forward for this community, especially in the area of working with the Army Corps of Engineers and other partners. So again, thank you for that opportunity.
Glad to be able to work with you, sir.
Our mayor and council members, if you recall, as Congressman Clay just indicated, he one of his jobs is to navigate the structure that is with the Army Corps of Engineers. If you recall, you approved the preferred plan for the detention basin project that is underway. And certainly we believe the construction of that detention basin will not only help alleviate some of the flooding here in University City, but also some of the downstream areas as well. But it all starts with funding. And so I'll be working closely with Congressman Clay, as well as with Mayor Crow, in trying to navigate the federal bureaucracy to get funding for that projects and other projects.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will not
take any questions that you have.
I believe now we need a motion to approve the resolution. Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion on the proposed 2023 legislative platform or questions of Mr. Rose? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to unfinished business. Before you, you have bill number 9491. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
Bill 9491, an ordinance approving a petition to add real property to the Markets at Olive Community Improvement District.
We have the third reading.
Bill 9491, an ordinance approving a petition to add real property to the Markets at Olive Community Improvement District.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
The mayor gets to vote too. Aye. The resolution is passed. Well, now I'll move forward. The bill is passed. Bill number 9492. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9492, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map. By amending said map so as to change the classification of property known as Lot B of Plat 4 of the Market at Olive Development from quote GC, close quote, General Commercial District, and quote SR, close quote, Single Family Residential District, to quote PD, close quote, Planned Development Commercial District. Paren, quote, PD-C, close, quote, close paren.
Thank you very much. May we have the third reading?
Bill 9492, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map. By amending said map so as to change the classification of property known as Lot B of Plat 4 of the Market at Olive Development from, quote, GC, close quote, General Commercial District, and, quote, SR, close quote, Single Family Residential District, to, quote, PD, close quote, Planned Development Commercial District, parenthesis, open quote, PD-C, close quote, parenthesis.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill has passed. We now go to bill number 9493. May we have the second reading?
An ordinance approving final, sorry, bill 9493. An ordinance approving a final development plan for Lot A and Common Ground 2 of the proposed market at Olive Development, Plat 4.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9493. An ordinance approving a final development plan for Lot A and Common Ground 2 of the proposed market at Olive Development, Plat 4.
Is there a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill is passed. We'll now move forward to new business. Resolution 2022-15 opposing 15 CSR 30 library certification requirement for the protection of minors submitted by the Missouri Secretary of State. Is there, who would like to introduce? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I just want to make a brief comment about this and the need for the city to do this, as well as the library is also going to submit their own resolution. The state, some state leaders are trying to make state funding for libraries contingent on kind of a vague notion of what is age appropriate in and probably determined by them. And right now we have professional, we have experienced, knowledgeable, trusted professionals that put together the collections in our libraries based on what the needs of children are, what they've, you know, professionally understand, and also to reflect the diversity in our community and our world. And diversity in our community is something that we highly value. And this, you know, this is something that could threaten that. So this is an important stand that I think that we need to take. And also they have a submittal period for comments for residents in the different areas to submit comments and request that this legislative rule not be passed. So I would encourage anyone who feels similarly to what this resolution states and what I've talked about to also submit comments to the Secretary of State Ashcroft and just express your views. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I'm pleased to see that Councilmembers Klein and Clay put this on our agenda. I remember years ago when the legislature tried to do something very similar. In the early 90s, they tried to pass enact legislation that would prohibit what people could read or what could be read by our students in schools. And it was defeated at that time. And it seems as if the people are trying to do that again. So I'm happy to see this, and I'm happy that this is being brought out in the open and discussed, because this is not an issue that will go away. We have to remain vigilant in making sure that what we want to read and what our children read is protected. And as the resolution states, that it should be the parents of the children that go to our schools that make the decisions for what their children should be reading. It should not be a governmental body or an agency such as the Missouri Secretary of State. Thank you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We now have resolution 2022-16, adoption of a resolution to approve the preliminary development plan for market at Olive Phase 4 development Lot B. Is there a motion? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Now I have bill number 9494. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9494, an ordinance authorizing the city manager to execute a contract between the City of University City and the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission, providing for the Kimplin Place Road Bridge reconstruction over branch of River De Pere.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Are there any reports from members of council during this section of the agenda? Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. To my colleagues, I wanted to let you know, and if you have any concerns, to let me know. My intention as liaison to the Plan Commission is to request under Council Rule 38A4 the reappointment of Ellen Hartz for a special third term. The reason being, they have been going through first the visioning process, which got delayed by COVID, and now they're already underway with the comprehensive plan process. And I think she is an invaluable member of what is a really great commission. And I think it would not make sense at this point to introduce a new member as they're in the middle of really the most important work that they typically do over a five-year period. So my intention is to request that reappointment on the December meeting.
Anyone else? Hearing nothing else, I believe we have one other citizen who requested to speak, I believe Aaron Ginsburg. So Aaron, if you want to come on up, we'll start the clock running when you get up here, and Ms. Schaefer will provide me with the paper. There may be more than one. Is there more than one? I apologize. Oh, you have two. Well, we how about you? They're both yours. Yep. Thank you. Well, I apologize. I see one was on the resolution, which already I'm sorry to not get that, but the vote I think went the way you.
Yes.
I apologize.
Honorable Mayor, City Council, and City Manager, I'm here to thank you for passing Resolution 2022-15. Thank you for opposing the Secretary of State's pending library rule. Ashcroft's proposal to restrict minors' access to inappropriate materials is deliberately vague, would limit state funding for libraries, and jeopardizes everyone's freedom to read. Libraries across the state are opposing this awful rule, and Missouri residents are rebuking it too. I'd like to share directions for contacting our Secretary of State, along with a list of talking points gathered from library advocates across Missouri. Thank you for defending our freedom to read. And then part two. In the past 2 weeks, UCity TNR volunteers trap, neutered, and vaccinated five cats from municipal sites at no cost to University City taxpayers. Four cats were returned to their community caregiver, and one friendly kitty is now with a local rescue. Unfortunately, community cat food, water, and shelter continue to spark misunderstandings between our volunteers and code enforcement. And I have an example of that. So UCity TNR volunteers respectfully request that section 210.130 of our municipal code be amended to add that providing food, water, and shelter to the list of permitted acts. Thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you very much. Are there any council comments this evening? Hearing none, we are not going into executive session. A motion to adjourn. Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much for coming.